Are you looking for something fun to do?
Are you looking for an outdoor adventure?
Or are you looking for some live entertainment to enjoy with the family?
They might be looking for school information too.
Oh, and what about sports?
And a lot of people like to go out to eat.
Simmer down, family. That's why we're here. Welcome to our podcast, the 32081.
This episode is being sponsored by a small business in North Florida, All Spiced Up. If you visit allspicedup.net today and sign up online for either the six-month or annual Spice Club membership, the owner, Anna Hernandez, will donate $25 per subscription to the Palm Valley Academy if you enter the 32081 in the discount code at checkout. This offer is good until October 31st, so subscribe today and help our students and schools. www.allspicedup.net and enter the 32081 in the discount code box.
Now streaming on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more, thanks for downloading and listening today to the 32081. First things first, I'm Todd.
I'm Abster.
I'm Derek.
And I'm the commissioner of this crazy bunch, Kendra. Our family hopes to bring you exciting things going on in and around the 32081.
That's right. In this show, we'll tell you what special events are taking place in Nocatee specifically. Personally, I can't wait for the BMX Stream event next month. That is going to be so cool to watch with all their tricks and stunts.
And how about the Crescendo Amelia Big Band playing their big band style of music this Saturday in Nocatee? Dennis Negrin will be on the show to tell you what you can expect.
Now, let's kick it off with the one and only Hannah Davis.
Hey, thanks, Todd. We would like to welcome Hannah Davis from Nocatee Resident Services to our podcast. She will be joining us on a monthly basis. Hannah is the Community Events Manager for Nocatee, and you might also hear her referred to as the Director of Fun. Thank you for joining us today, Hannah.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So for our listeners, Nocatee is a master planned community within the 32081, and there are events put on for both public and residents only. Before we get into the events, Hannah, could you explain how public events are a great way for people considering Nocatee as their future home to get a sense of the community?
Sure. So Nocatee, as I'm sure you know, it's all about lifestyle. And the slogan that we have is actually live the lifestyle. But that didn't come from like any marketing standpoint. It was just actually something that grew organically here. So we really try and concentrate on quality events in Nocatee. And I'm not sure if you are familiar, but 65% of Nocatee residents actually move here from outside of the area. So they choose to be a part of Nocatee and live here because of the amenities and the activities that we have. And we think that they really attract people to want to be a part of the lifestyle. So we encourage people to come and check out the public events, because they're definitely worth coming to. And if you are considering moving to Nocatee, that's just going to be a first impression of what the events are like here.
Great.
First, Hannah, I love you on your YouTube channel. Now let's get down to some fun. What do you have planned for Labor Day weekend this year?
Oh, we have a three-day-long celebration planned for Labor Day weekend. So the Saturday, September 5th through Monday, September 7th, we have live music at both Splash and Spray Water Park. And we have the live music from 1 to 4 p.m. and also 5 to 8 p.m. We also have a balloon artist and a stilt walker that will be at Spraywater Park from 9 to 12. And that's also all 3 days. And then on Monday only, so on actual Labor Day, we have food trucks that will be at Nocatee Station Field from 4 to 8 p.m. And then also all 3 days, we have Sun Deck Cafe open, the Splash Bar, Blue Water Bar and Grill, and reservations are also required at both water parks because we're still doing the time slots right now, the 9 to 12, 1 to 4, and 5 to 8. And then guests of residents are only allowed right now at Spraywater Park.
So, Hannah, the farmer's market always seems to be a busy, and next month you have a BMX stream extravaganza. Can you tell us what we can expect?
So the market in September, attendees can expect BMX performances, and we actually have Perfection on Wheels BMX Pros Trick Team that comes out. And so they do 3 different shows, and each show has half-pipe, trick, stunt, crowd participation, and more. And then the show times will be 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30. And then also with the market, we do a different theme each month, but we also have over 60 local vendors that come out. We have amazing vendors. You can shop anything from produce, spices, jewelry, and just so much more. Then also Blue Water Bar is also open for the farmer's market, which is awesome.
Very cool.
When COVID-19 put dampers on events such as Trivia Night, you were able to pivot and provide online Trivia Night. We caught ourselves sitting in the driveway with neighbors and just having a blast. Did the popularity of these events surprise you? And do you think they helped the community have some sense of normalcy?
Well, first off, glad to hear that you guys have enjoyed them and participated. I don't think we were honestly really surprised by the number of people participating. The main reason is because the first Friday trivia event that we have each month that's in person, it's already pretty well attended. So us having the 150 to 200 teams each week on the online trivia, for us, like, we thought, okay, like, that's what we were expecting. But I think that it was really well received because when everything shut down in March, people couldn't go anywhere, they couldn't do anything. Residents were looking for things to do from home. So our events team really had to brainstorm, come up with creative at-home events and activities that residents could do. And then as far as normalcy goes, I'm not really sure, to be honest. I guess I could ask you guys what your thoughts are on that since you have participated.
Well, then, yes, we thought it did.
I think for us, it's just we feel that the virtual trivia has provided a great option for at-home events for people who might not feel comfortable coming out yet, you know, back to the in-person events, or maybe they can't because of health reasons. So we just wanted to be able to provide options just for all residents right now, whether they can come back in person or not. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So let's talk about some adult fun. When we first moved here, we had the opportunity to go to Nocatee on Tap. And it was like the beer tasting type of thing. And then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. Now we see that Nocatee Uncorked, the wine tasting is coming back. And I was wondering if you can give us a little preview of what to expect there, the number of vendors, because it's going to be a good time.
Yes, definitely. Always a good time, Nocatee Uncorked. We usually have this event twice a year, so once in the spring and once in the fall. Unfortunately, the spring one was canceled because of COVID,
right.
So that was very unfortunate. But we do have one coming up on September 26th. It'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. at Springwater Park. So usually this event, we feature a variety of wines. I think we'll probably have over 50 select wines at this particular one. We usually have light snacks and then live music as well. And then each person that attends also gets a wine glass that they use throughout the night to go around to the different tables and taste the wines with. And so tickets are going to be available for purchase starting on September 14th. Online only, they're $25 per person, and it's for residents ages 21 and up only.
Hannah, can you tell us what movie will be shown for family movie night? And also, what exactly is the family camp out in October for residents?
So for the family movie night in September, we are planning to show Doolittle. We were actually supposed to show this movie at one of the school still out cinema events, but we had to postpone because weather has not been on our side lately. So we're going to show that movie in September. And then the family camp out, once again, this is another event that residents really look forward to. We also try to have this event once in the spring and once in the fall. The camp out will be on Saturday, October 10th, and residents can come out to Nocatee Station Field. They set up their tents. We have hot dogs, a movie, a marshmallow roast, and then they just spend the night in the field as long as, once again, weather cooperates. So the tickets go on sale on September 28th, also online only, and the cost will be $3 per person. But more details will be coming out soon for the camp out. The residents can definitely look for that on social media and through email.
Well, Hannah, we really appreciate you joining us here on the 32081. You have a lot of great information. We look forward to speaking with you in future months. Your team does a fantastic job. Where can Nocatee residents and those also interested in learning more about Nocatee in the 32081 find this additional information?
So residents and non-residents, they can search for Nocatee Community on social media. For Facebook and Twitter, it's @Nocatee Living. And then Instagram is @Nocatee. our website is Nocatee.com, and then the YouTube channel, you can type in Nocatee and make sure it's the Ponte Vedra, Florida. We also have a Nocatee app that residents can download for Apple and Android users, and you can find more information on the events and just all that Nocatee has to offer. But thank you guys so much also for having me.
Thank you.
It was fun. So
yeah,
I'm glad
great.
I got to
yeah,
join.
It was really fun.
We look forward to next month. Ooh, I'm feeling the music. What do you think, Appster?
Approved.
Appster approved. And if this is the music, that means only one thing.
Dennis!
Dennis Negrin on the 32081. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thanks, God. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure you've heard about COVID-19. It shut things down early in 2020. For a performer, how exciting is it for you to be out there on stage again?
So for us, it's kind of like oxygen, I think. You know, that kind of, it really took all of our breath away when kind of COVID happened, and everyone was just suddenly out of work. The calendar was wiped clean. Nothing happened. You know, we normally do a summer dance series. We have weddings. We do private events. Mm-hmm. And for myself, all the musicians, we simply had nothing overnight. So the fact that we're slowly getting some work back and the opportunity to play for people, it really kind of makes a big difference. And I think it's something we've been looking forward to for months. And, you know, we can only hope that it continues to pick up.
I love your music, and it sounds like a big band jazz. I was curious as how the group got started, and when you come to Nocatee, how many band members will be performing?
I really like telling the story of how we got started, because it was all thanks to Craigslist. About 2014, I replied to a Craigslist ad from a gentleman who I now consider a really close friend, but he was a stranger, named Frank Basile. And the title of the post was, "Want to play in a big band?" And I was kind of looking to get back into playing music after going to grad school. I was like, man, that sounds great. So I showed up. I played some trumpet with, you know, maybe four or five other people. Frank was there. I met him. We played in his garage. It was kind of ragtag, disorganized. Originally, we had called the group Frankie and Friends. And it just kind of grew. And we started getting together more regularly, started getting some more work, and then we rebranded it Crescendo Amelia. I recently took over ownership of the group about 2 years ago, and now we're an actual legitimate business and performing arts organization. So it's kind of cool to see the growth from a couple of young kids on Craigslist, you know, trying to get back into music, to a professional arts organization now. So it's definitely something I'm proud of, definitely something, you know, I thank Frank and everyone else who's been a part of us throughout the years for contributing to. We normally do performances as a 9 or 14 piece group, and we go all the way up to a full 21 piece big band. But this coming Saturday, we're just going to do a trio. We're going to have our singer Reed. We're going to have a guitar player and a bass player out there. That way we can still offer some really great music, but we don't have to bring out the whole band.
Hi, Dennis. The Nocatee Sounds of Summer Music series is outdoors at the Nocatee Field Station. How is playing outdoors different than indoors when it comes to musicians?
That's a great question. How are things different outdoors? I know for me as a trumpet player, I got to play a lot louder. But the temperature and the weather really affects a lot of things, not only the instruments themselves in terms of pitch or whatnot, but just comfort level being outside if it's hot or the weather is you know, not ideal. Or if we're playing outdoors on a stage and we need a different type of sound system or sound setup, it's also generally sometimes a less intimate environment. So the challenge is, how can you still make a really compelling performance and still be intimate with your audience, even though you may be on stage, separated from them, or outside? So there's a lot of different considerations when we play outside versus inside. Both of them have their advantages, you know, and we're excited to be back on the stage, so.
Dennis, I read online that you perform a variety of audiences, and you also mentioned weddings and private events. So how does performing like for a group like this Saturday differ, or does it?
So I think on Saturday, you know, we play a lot of music kind of for the community, and we play for all ages. You know, jazz music has been around for over 100 years now, and, you know, all ages, whether you're 3, 93, it appeals to a lot of folks. And I think the difference we're going to have on Saturday is, since we're in a trio setting, we're probably going to hear a lot more jazz standards, a lot more small group stuff. We'll hear less of the really big Frank Sinatra stuff. We'll hear a lot less of the big pop and Motown and 80s, 90s, 60s, 70s music that we do in our larger bands, just because you can't really bring that same music to in a trio setting as you would if you had the full band. So you'll hear a lot more jazz, a lot more improvisation, a lot more kind of cocktail hour type music on Saturday with our trio.
Is there a particular song that you really enjoy playing and that you will be playing this Saturday?
Sure. So Saturday is going to be, like I said, a lot of jazz and improvisation. I'm actually letting the other musicians kind of write the set list and play what they want to play. I know that we'll probably call a tune called There Will Never Be Another You. That's one of my favorite jazz standards of all time. There's a really great recording of Arturo Sandoval doing it on trumpet, and I love it. And I know Reed will probably do his favorite, which is Besame Mucho, and he does a fantastic job on that. It's got a little Latin flair to it. It's just a great, great dance number. And he actually even does a mouth trumpet solo during the piece most of the time. So hopefully he brings that to the stage on Saturday. It's a lot of fun.
Dennis, how does it make you feel to be performing and see people really start to get into the music and maybe start dancing or show their enjoyment in another way?
Really, the key thing for me is engaging with the audience and just creating an experience for folks. I think it's kind of the reason we do what we do. That's why we love to do weddings. That's why we really pride ourselves in our summer dance series, working with different dance communities, because when you get to see other folks experience joy through what you're doing, it kind of gives you that reason to get up in the morning, and it kind of makes all the practice and all the hours of setting up and running sound and hauling equipment around kind of worth it. So we're really looking forward to that on Saturday, and there'll be plenty of room outside for people to dance safely. So we're looking forward to that. So,
Dennis, we really appreciate you joining us here on the 32081. We hope you come back and join us maybe when you're getting in the area. And we wish you guys the best of luck, and we look forward to hearing the sounds of summer this Saturday.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
It was great having Hannah and Dennis on the show today.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the trio play Saturday.
And I'm looking forward to some of those Labor Day weekend events.
Thank you for listening. I'm Todd.
I'm Absterm.
I'm Derek.
I'm Kendra.
Thank you for listening to the
3
2
0
8 1